Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. This hour, we celebrate the warmth and light that the Christmas season offers us in the cold and dark of winter. We'll hear exuberant choral works that express the joy and anticipation surrounding the holidays, as well as pieces that convey the sense of wonder and mystery wrapped up in the miracle of Christmas. Plus, our featured recording is Johann Sebastian Bach's Christmas Magnificat by Rias Kammerchor Berlin with the Academy für Alte Musik Berlin, released by Harmonia Mundi in October 2024. Bernard Lagasse played two chorale preludes on the tune Von Himmelhoch da komm ich her by Johann Pachelbel. The original hymn text, written by Martin Luther in 1534, tells the story of the Nativity. It begins, "From heaven above to earth I come, to bear good news to every home. Glad tidings of great joy I bring, whereof I now will say and sing. To you this night is born a child of Mary, chosen mother mild. This little child of lowly birth shall be the joy of all your earth." The winter holidays have inspired countless musical works spanning every era of Western music. This hour, we'll hear music that focuses on the joy and wonder that Christmas brings. It may be the excitement of the biblical story of Jesus' birth, or perhaps the anticipation of time with family and friends, or both. For whatever the reason, we're joining the celebration with early music. Let's begin with the carol Gaudete, which means rejoice in Latin. The carol was first published anonymously in 1582 in a collection called Pie Canciones, a compilation of sacred songs in Northern Europe. The tune is joyful and buoyant, exemplifying the spirit of the text. The refrain begins, "Rejoice, rejoice, Christ is born of the Virgin Mary, rejoice." Each verse expresses joy and admiration for a different aspect of the Christmas story, first for God's grace, then the Immaculate Conception, and finally for the salvation that is offered. The Queen's College Choir sang Gaudete, an anonymous Christmas carol from the 16th century. Dutch organist Jan Sweelinck's Christmas motet, Hodie Christus Natus Est, captures the wonder and mystery of the miracle of Christmas. The text is taken from an antiphon for Christmas Day, and the title means, "Today Christ is born." The motet alternates between duple and triple meter, symbolizing the rejoicing of the shepherds and angels who witnessed the Christmas miracle.
Oh,
The motet Hodie Christus Natus Est by Jan Sveelinck, sung by the 16. Next, we'll hear two settings of the carol In Dulci Jubilo, the text of which dates to the early 14th century and was written by the German mystic Heinrich Seuse. According to legend, Seuse heard angels singing these words, inspiring him to write the text of the carol. The melody first appeared in a manuscript around 1400 and spread across Europe. In English-language hymnals, this carol is known as Good Christian Friends Rejoice. Michael Praetorius wrote his setting of the carol in 1607. Praetorius arranged the carol for 8 voices split between 2 choirs. His setting captures the joyful and festive spirit through intricate polyphony. Johann Sebastian Bach wrote his harmonization at some point before 1725. It's not as buoyant as Praetorius's setting, but features lush harmony that takes advantage of the wide vocal range of the melody.
Thank you.
Two settings of the motet In Dulci Jubilo, the first by Michael Praetorius, sung by the Augsburg Cathedral Boys Choir, and the second setting by Johann Sebastian Bach, sung by the Gesualdo Six. The next piece, also reflecting the joy of Christmas, is the motet Resonat in Laudibus by Orlando Lassus, written in 1569. The title means Resound in Praises, and the text of the motet details the many reasons to celebrate the birth of the Messiah in Christian theology. Lassus uses the voices in different groupings throughout the motet to simulate different strains echoing amongst choirs of shepherds and angels. The Niederaltaicher scholars sang the Christmas motet Resonet in Laudibus by Orlando Lassus. You're listening to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back. This hour, we're exploring the ways composers captured the feelings and spirit of the holiday season. We began with pieces expressing the joy and excitement of Christmas. Now we'll hear how choral and instrumental works portray the mystery and wonder of Christmastide. Om Magnum Mysterium by Tomás Luis de Vitoria is perhaps one of the most famous pieces in the choral repertoire. The text marvels at the humble setting of the Nativity, emphasizing the wonder of the animals that were there to witness the newborn baby in the manger. The motet ends with the singers joyfully proclaiming Alleluia. The Robert Shaw Chamber Singers performed O Magnum Mysterium by Tomás Luis de Vitoria. The motet Verbum Caro Factum Est takes its text from the opening of the Gospel of John. The title means the Word was made flesh and refers to the incarnation, the concept in Christian theology that God literally became human through the birth of Jesus. German composer Hans Leo Hassler composed his setting of Verbum Caro in 1591. It alternates between homophonic sections, where both choirs sing together, and polyphonic sections, where the two choirs sing in opposition to each other. This choral texture reflects the fact that Hassler was a student of Giovanni Gabrieli. Verbum Caro Factum Est by Hans Leo Hassler, performed by the London Oratory Choir. Next, the orchestral work Christmas Concerto, written by Arcangelo Corelli in the late 17th century. The concerto gets its name from an inscription Corelli wrote on the title page, Fatto per la notte di Natale, which means composed for the night of Christmas. The work features a small group of soloists, in this case two violins and a cello, supported by a full-string orchestra. The final movement is the Pastorale ad libitum, and the gentle, pleasant, lilting character of the pastoral is thought to depict the peacefulness of the Nativity. Composers often used the music style of a pastoral to evoke idyllic and natural landscapes, often associated with shepherds and the countryside. Thank you.
Thank you.
music from Arcangelo Corelli's Christmas Concerto, ending with the famous Pastorale ad Libitum, performed by Cappella Istrapolitana. Our featured release this hour is a recording of Johann Sebastian Bach's Christmas Magnificat, performed by Rias Kammerchor Berlin and the Akademie für Alte Musik Berlin, directed by Justin Doyle and released by Harmonia Mundi in October 2024. The text of the Magnificat comes from the Bible story of the visitation of Mary in the first chapter of Luke. Mary, who has been told by the angel Gabriel that she's pregnant and will give birth to the Messiah, visits her cousin Elizabeth, who, at her advanced age, is miraculously pregnant with John the Baptist, just as the angel Gabriel had also predicted. As the story goes, when Mary greets Elizabeth, Elizabeth's baby moves as if recognizing his yet unborn cousin. Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, proclaims that Mary is blessed beyond all women, and Mary responds with a canticle of praise that has come to be known as the Magnificat. Bach's setting of the Magnificat exists in multiple versions and was used for multiple Marian holidays throughout the year. Its first performance in 1723 was most likely for the Feast of the Visitation on its pre-Vatican II date of July 2nd. It's now observed on May 31st. At the end of 1723, Bach composed four additional movements to be interpolated into the Magnificat for the Christmas season, which is the version recorded by the Rias Kammerchor Berlin here. We'll hear the opening five movements of the Christmas version of the Magnificat. The third movement, based on the Christian hymn Von Himmel Hoch, is one of the four interpolations Bach added for performance at Christmas. Thank you. The Rias Kammerchor Berlin performed the opening movements of Johann Sebastian Bach's Christmas Magnificat, including the hymn Bach inserted for performance during the Christmas season, Von Himmel hoch, da komm ich her. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Support comes from Early Music America, a national organization that advocates and supports the historical performance of music of the past, the community of artists who create it, and the listeners whose lives are enriched by it. On the web at earlymusicamerica.org. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. Contact us at harmoniaearlymusic.org. You can follow us on Facebook by searching for Harmonia Early Music. The writer for this edition of Harmonia is Travis Whaley. Thanks to our studio engineer Michael Pashkash and our production team, Luann Johnson, Aaron Kane, and John Bailey. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.